One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing, say I've loved and I've lost. But that's not what I see, so look what I got. Look what you taught me, and for that I say thank you. Next. Thank you. Next. Thank you. Next. I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Thank you. Next. Thank you. Next. Thank you. Next. I'm so fucking grateful for my ex.
Wow, is Ariana Grande in the studio today?
No, because Extra Extra is not live. Demi Lovato is alive. Rebel Wilson is America's most hated. Goop ruins everything. And go vote. All this and more with your hosts, Julian Gonzalez and Michelle Thompson. Let's get extra. Extra, 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 extra.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How to know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tuned in to listen to me again this week. It's me, your host, Julian Gonzalez. Follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jules if you're crazy. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in again this week. Now, if my network for once uploads my podcast on time and you hear this on November 6th, before the polls close, please go out and vote.
Go out and vote. Go, you should be ashamed vote. Of yourself if you don't vote.
Don't talk until I'm dead. I haven't introduced you yet. Go vote, okay? Now, am I still researching what I need to vote for? Yes, because there's so many things you got to vote for. It's like, I told yes or no for these justices. Like, I don't fucking know what they do. When I'm Googling their names, it doesn't say what they are for or against. I'm like, I don't know. So I'm just like, you know what? Yes, no, maybe, so, but whatever. Anyways, you guys, today I'm joined by a fabulous guest. Yes, it's Possum the dog's owner, Michelle Thompson.
My biggest credit is Possum's mom. Also, I already introduced myself, I thought, when I read the Extra Extras live.
Yeah, but I'm introducing you now.
All right, cool. Glad to know the rules.
So go on with anyway, your little voting PSA.
My voting PSA is I'm from Florida and...
Okay, you can find the exit.
But I'm saying I've kept my Florida voting registration or whatever. Not registration, but I've
now oh, so I you still voted vote for in Florida. Florida. Okay, so you're so trying. I'm oh, actually, yeah. She's fighting from the inside.
I know.
She's a double agent.
My dad said he was going to report me for voter's fraud. So, yeah. Go vote before I have to go to jail.
Yes. You guys. Michelle came on the podcast with one thing and one thing all that she wants to talk about. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
I mean, I do. I was like, I listened to the song. Yeah. Obviously, you heard me sing it. I've been practicing all night because I wanted to sing a cappella when I got here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like at Ariana Grande, how can we like tag her and make sure she hears that? Because she's probably going to want to bring me on tour.
Well, as we know, she does have a Google alert for every time that her name is mentioned.
She will probably.
She's Italian. Probably. So we will name this podcast Ariana Grande so that she does see it if she Google search engines Ariana Grande. Now, she did release this song. To be honest, Ariana Grande, I'm not here for her new era. She sounds asleep. Like, I'm like, honey, you were asleep on the first three cover art. Finally, she woke up on Sweetener's cover, but she's asleep.
I mean, but don't you think that you're kind of asking a lot from her? Like, she's already, like, bringing in, like, pop culture gold when she's, like, going through the death of her ex-fiancé or just ex-boyfriend. You know, having, like, a really big, messy celebrity breakup to, you know...
Her captor.
I don't think Pete Davidson is her captor.
Yeah.
She broke free. Then fine. She has.
Yeah, she broke free like her hit song from 2013, Break Free.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like doing a lot. And then also she's still, you know, is a victim of being a child actor on Nickelodeon. So I think that we should really be here to support Ariana Grande and be super proud of her, like how far she's come. And from licking donuts at like a 7-Eleven donut shop, you know, and she got me on her team because I'm all like pro Ariana Grande now, even though she said that she hated her fans and she had like a really bad attitude. You know how I felt about her for a while.
Yeah.
And now I'm all here for her because she really uses her platform to be like an inspiring feminist. And I'm really loving it.
When does she say she's a feminist?
When did she? She always says she's a feminist. It's all over her Instagram. And like, well, then she's, I don't know.
She was like, oh, it's the three strongest women I know. Me, my grandma, and my mom. But she's never talking about feminism. I've never seen her say go out and vote. I've never seen her talk about reproductive rights. I've never seen her talk about.
She has that little interview where she's just like, girls don't like, she just like shut down those two, I don't know, those guys at the, on the radio, that interview where they're like.
Oh, she's like, it's equality.
Yeah. Yeah. She's all about equality. I bet she cares about equal pay.
I'm sure she cares about making more than Victoria Justice, but I don't think she cares about equal pay.
Well, whatever. I think that she's just like, she
now do I sing woman. Do I sing Bang Bang and do I sing Break Free at karaoke? Yes. But here's the thing, Ariana Grande is so boring these days. Like, she
why
needs
is
really
she boring? What do you want her to boring. Do? What do you want her to do?
I need better music. I'm so over these.
What, you don't like the slower tracks?
No, I love a slow track. It's like from I like Dangerous Woman, perfect album.
Oh yeah, can you sing me a bit of Dangerous Woman?
Okay. Something about you makes me feel like a dangerous woman.
But you don't just think that she capitalized on that whole like big messy celebrity breakup in like the best way?
No, because
way?
It was the wrong person to be in the celebrity relationship with.
Well, whatever. He's not still a celebrity. Is, like, giving people exactly what they want. And he is a celebrity, whether you like it or not. I've he was all wild and out.
That's Nick Cannon?
Yeah. See, you know.
She dated Nick Cannon.
No. Pete Davidson was on Wild and Out.
I've never
and
seen
then
it.
He was
I only know
Amy
Wild
Schumer
and Out.
Movie.
I only know there was Mikey Day, the white one that was in Step Up.
Mikey Day.
Mikey Day.
Mikey Day was on Wild and Out?
Yeah. When I was a teenager.
He was? He's on SNL now.
Yeah.
So they have all the SNL alums.
And then they had.
I mean, all the Wild and Out alums.
The guy from Step Up 2, the lead from Step Up 2 was on Wild
Channing
and Out.
Tatum?
That was Step Up 1. Step Up 2, it's the same guy that was in Step Up 2 and also in She's the Man.
Amanda Bynes?
No, the guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That guy was on Wild and Out.
Okay, so you know all about Wild and Out.
But
those
I don't know
famous.
I don't know about the captor being on it.
Well, that's like his whole claim to fame. I don't know if he was like on it. Maybe you stopped watching before he got on it.
Yeah, I only watched when I was a teenager. I didn't watch the reboot.
Nick Cannon.
Obviously, hello. Him and his lupus.
Nick Cannon has lupus?
Yes, the lupus warrior. That's what they call it.
Yeah, that's great. I just
okay, let's get into top five. Now, these are the top five stories of the week, according to me. Why?
Because you're the only opinion that matters.
Correct. You guys, Demi Lovato isn't dead like I theorized. As everyone knows, I did think that Demi Lovato did die after her apparent OD because we had not seen a picture of her, seen a Snapchat update from her.
She was in rehab.
Oh, well, we never saw a picture of her. We only heard that, oh, she's in rehab. She's doing good. She's
being
doing
protected.
Good.
She's America's angel. So I think people in the staff of the rehab place that probably would have normally outed like a patient respected Demi too much.
Well, that's why. So I just thought she was dead, and really I wish she was, because she did go to the Saddle Ranch without me. But Demi was photographed hitting up Matsushisha restaurant in Beverly Hills Saturday night with a friend, so she's clearly alive. And she's also spotted at a Beverly Hills spa
restaurant?
Over the weekend. She was at Matsushisha restaurant. It's
we
sushi.
Should go. Should we go?
We should go, but allegedly it's very expensive, honey.
We can just sit at the bar and have miso soup.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
That's all I like.
Can't eat miso soup.
Why can't you eat miso soup?
There's gluten.
There's gluten in miso soup.
And everything. Good I can't God. Eat any type of sushi.
Oh, you know what you can have is
just do sashimi.
Soybeans. No. What are those things called?
Yeah,
edamame. Yeah, so we'll have edamame.
Yeah, but plain. I can't get them to put that garlic sauce on it.
Oh, no, me neither.
Oh, because it's too spicy for you?
That and also too salty.
Yeah, too salty. You know, I will. I'm just like, I was a fan.
We should go to dinner
of,
more.
I know, right? Yeah. I'm always just sitting at home alone.
I know. I actually almost asked you to go to dinner the other night.
Oh, yeah. I'm like Tuesday, Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Saturday?
Not Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Saturday you're out with your friends. So, you know what? Good for you, Demi. I don't know. Let me tell you. If my first meal out of rehab would not be sushi, it would be Wood Ranch Barbecue, as everyone knows.
Hmm, my first meal out of rehab, I wonder what it would be. I think I'd really, ooh, like maybe like John and Vinny's.
What's that?
It's Italian. It's on Fairfax. Busy Phillips loves
John. I'm moving on. We hate Busy Phillips here.
I mean, I don't like Busy
Phillips. Are you watching her show?
No. Should I?
I'm not watching it. I think she's so annoying, but you should watch it if you love her.
I mean, I like her that like she's like making like, you know, it cool to be like 40 and like have like
pink hair,
neon green nails. Yeah.
You guys, my queen Carly Slade Jepsen made her grand return to pop music this week and dropped the only breakup anthem that we ever need, Party for One. How do you feel?
I haven't listened to it.
Moving on. Hugh
Jackman. is that like the kind of, is it good? Wait, what's it called? Party of One?
Party for One.
Party for One.
Party for One.
So that's like your anthem anyway. You should have collaborated on that.
I know.
You guys would be best friends.
I know.
Do you think that, like, what would you, if Carly,
but
if
here's the thing, she's in a relationship, I think, for like 7 years. I don't know why she wrote.
That's fine. You're not going to have sex with her, are you?
No. I'm saying about, I don't know why she wrote a song called Party for One.
Oh, well, you know, music's like a fleeting
moment. I know. That's okay. True. And it's like, she just writes music that the gay people need to hear, so.
But also, like, okay, so here, I have like a thing for you. Okay, so say there's like you're listening to the radio and they're like, okay, like next caller or like the 10th caller wins like a whole day, fun day with Carly Rae Jepsen. You call in, you're the 10th caller, you win. What would you like? But you have to plan the day. Okay. What would you plan?
I wouldn't plan anything. Here's the thing. Do not meet your idols. They always say do not do it.
You know who else says that? Pete Davidson.
Okay, so I would meet...
He does. He had this on Howard Stern. He said that he got Lauren tried to meet, get him to meet Jack Nicholson. He invited him over for dinner so that he could meet his like idol, Jack Nicholson.
Why do you know so much about Pete Davidson?
Because I just listened to his Howard Stern. I just listened to a bunch of Howard Stern interviews randomly.
Sorry, go on.
Well, I was trying to like face my fears because as a kid, whenever my brothers were watching Howard Stern, I was like, it made me really scared.
Oh, because
like,
they'd always show boobs?
Yeah, it was always on like late. They'd be throwing like ham on like tits and like there'd just be that leprechaun guy that was like, didn't he have like a kind of like mischievous, like he like did weird stuff, like maybe chugged thing? I don't know. Anyway, it just was like a scary like thing to me. So, you know.
You guys, Hugh Jackman would love to bring The Greatest Showman to Broadway, and I need this to happen. Now, everyone knows I've never seen a Broadway production in my life. I've never been to New York, and I've never seen a Broadway production.
Yeah. So if that plays, you'll go see New York. Oh, have you seen Dear Evan Hansen?
No. I've never seen a Broadway musical.
We should go.
I've never been to New York.
But it's in L.A. It's on tour.
They have Broadway in L.A.?
They have the Pantages Theater.
What's Dear Evan Hansen?
We'll talk about it. It's like a... I don't know. I don't know.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I mean, I like musical theater.
Okay. Now, as everyone knows, my favorite musical is Burlesque, but I don't know if that was on Broadway.
Burlesque?
With Christina Aguilera.
Was there a Broadway show? I think... I thought Burlesque was just like a type of show.
Yeah, it's a movie. Burlesque.
Yeah. I think I don't think that's a Broadway play.
Well, I've never seen Broadway, but anyways.
Do you have people call in and correct you on shows like Dan Savage? You could do that and maybe people can call in.
Oh, you know, I did buy a cord for people to call in, but then I have to create a Google number for them to call and then I have to schedule it for them to call in at a certain time. It's too much work. My listeners do want to do the call-ins, but I just can't figure it out. So
it sounds pretty easy.
Ask me.
A Google number? My friend used to get those like she'd have like 6 different Google numbers in a day to give to different dudes.
Here's the thing though, like the cord then records the whole conversation plus all the audio. So I'm not sure then how I would edit it together. Like then I edit this audio and the other audio and like I don't know, it's too much work. I'm not a producer and I don't have a producer, so
I say just have at least somebody
try it
call
one time
in so you can just play around with it.
Okay. Maybe we'll do that later for fun.
Yeah.
When we're at dinner.
Yeah. When we're at dinner, I'll call in and leave a voicemail.
So Hugh Jackman said, yes, I'm interested for sure. When we were putting this together, we workshopped it like we would be a Broadway show. So I've been in rooms several times doing the material and I know it works. My theatrical boner, no, I'm Chucky Bone, knows that would work.
Wait, what? So yeah, he's just down to get the Broadway
but he wants to star in it too.
Yeah, well, what are they gonna do, make him be like one of the like background dancers to Jackman?
Well, I think we need some young blood to play.
I haven't seen the movie.
Michelle.
I heard it was really bad. And then Michelle. You said it was really good. I didn't know. What?
Well, you should listen to my opinion. I've seen the movie like 17 times. I have it on iTunes if you want to stay and watch it.
Okay. It depends on what time we get done.
And, well, not today because you really have your plans, but.
Okay. Well, maybe I can come over after the. Yeah. After or later.
It's so fucking. Honestly, it is bad, but it's like bad good.
Okay.
Okay, A Star Is Born won't be getting any Grammys, at least this year, thanks to a timing issue. A Star Is Born's original soundtrack won't be eligible for any Grammy honors, despite hogging the Billboard charts for nearly a month. The soundtrack was released on October 5th, making it released 5 days too late for Grammy 2019 considerations.
Ugh, gross.
And here's the thing.
How did they not know that?
Well, they did know, but they did it on purpose because Bradley Cooper didn't want to spoil the movie, so he didn't want to release the soundtrack in time for considerations because
huge of him.
Yeah, that's basically like he's shot himself in the foot with that one, but he did it for the great betterment of everyone else,
probably.
Yeah, but Shallow will be considered for
an Oscar
Grammy nominations because it was released as a single before the October 1st cutoff.
Okay, yeah, that's the only song that really is gonna go anywhere.
Well, what about Hair Body Face?
Hair Buddy Things, that is has you written all over it. Did you see the movie again?
Yeah, I saw it twice because the first time I fell asleep.
Well, and the first time you were like making fun of it, right?
Oh yeah, were you there?
No, I've heard about your group
though. I wasn't making fun of it.
I heard that like you guys all laughed.
Well, yeah, because it was seriously. It was very troubling. Yeah, it was. It was very much like he started having sex with her while she was asleep. To me, that's problematic.
When did he have sex with her while she was asleep?
The night that she goes back to his hotel after their show.
She woke up.
Okay, but she woke up because his dick was inside of her.
That is not true. You do not know that their dick was inside of her. That is so false. So he just like started kissing her and woke her up.
Okay, but to me, that's problematic. Like she was busy sleeping.
It was a movie about addiction. Have you ever dated somebody that was
addicted? No, I've never dated anyone, Michelle. You know this.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you like it was like a sad story about like I thought, I don't actually want to have my personal opinion about alcoholism and addiction blasted now. I need to go think about my thoughts first. Anyway, I thought it was, I had some issues with it because I did see it a second time and I like didn't cry as much the second time.
I didn't cry either time. I mean, I did fall asleep the first time, so I didn't realize he killed himself for her. So I thought that was beautiful. But like,
very Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, it's like he knew that if for her to become a star, he had to die.
Like my problems were just like kind of like the really cheesy shot of like the hat, like before he puts it down.
The dog outside.
Oh, that killed me. Him playing with the dog, I was sobbing.
Yeah.
I mean, put a dog and a person, a happy dog anywhere, and then like a sad dog anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'll cry for either.
Yeah.
That's my hot take. A happy or sad dog, I'll cry.
Well, I didn't cry at all, but also like I'm heartless, so my heart is made of stone.
You just were laughing so hard you were crying.
Oh yeah. The Gerber baby is so last year. It's all about the KFC baby.
Wait a second, hold on. Also, you always have like selfies of you crying. So in your head you want to be like a tech
no
guy
I do cry. I don't cry in movies. I mean,
okay.
No, but everyone knows I cry.
Yeah, I'm just saying you're not heartless.
Oh, yeah. Well, I cry over my own stupid issues. I'm not crying for other people.
Yeah, but you're just like,
I'm just crying because I'm alone.
Same.
Anyways, a couple named their baby after the KFC founder, Colonel Sanders, for
$11,000. Colonel Sanders? Colonel Sanders.
Spell Colonel.
It's spelled Colonel.
Where's the E?
Spell it.
C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
That's how you spell Colonel.
Colonel's K-E-R-N-N-A-L or something like that?
A popcorn kernel is. Vocabulary and spelling lessons here today on Extra Extra.
Huh? Say it again. Colonel?
Colonel. Popcorn kernel is the way you just spelled it. Or like a.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel, like a war colonel.
Oh my God. What is wrong with America, you guys? KFC offered to pay $11,000 worth of college tuition to the first child named after their chain's founder, and one couple came through. KFC tweeted, "I am pleased as Pumpkin Punch to announce the winner of our baby Harland naming contest and the Harland who will be ushering in an all-new generation of Harlands, Little Harland Rose." Now, if you took a shot every time they said Harland, you would be blackout. Harland Sanders was born on September 9th and will be called Harley.
I mean, like, props to both sides because, like, KFC, so stupid, Jesus Christ, like, picked, what do they, what kind of power trip is this? And also, though, like, the family parents that, like, figured it out was like, we wanted to name our kid Harley anyway.
Anyways, for $11,000. Honestly, I would name my child Harland for $11,000 college tuition. Are you kidding me?
But wait, $11,000? What's that get you? Like, half of your books? It's like, not, do they not know that that's not going to pay, like, college? Anything. That's not even going to pay.
Literally that pays for the parking. That pays for the parking for 4 years.
Yeah, that pays for like water for like the first month. Are you kidding? It's KFC. That pays for like a few things from the gift shop for 4 years.
Honestly, this was like a story for two extra, just enough. But I needed a fifth story for top five, so I was running out of time.
Oh, sorry.
Finally, world's greatest teacher and now RIL hero, Boy Meets World Mr. Feeny, a.k.a. William Daniels. Now, you know, I don't trust anyone with two first names. Stop.
Why?
Because that's crazy.
But it's not their fault, right? It's like their parents.
Yeah, but, you know, because a last name usually is like with like your last name, like when last names were starting to be made was like your job.
What about Mariah Carey? You don't trust her?
Well, Carey's like a guy's first name.
Carey's also a girl's first name.
Oh, yeah.
I knew I'd be able to put a hole in your theory.
Right away, too.
Right away. I was just like, went down the Rolodex of like most popular divas. Got to number two.
Oh, shoot, because then there's also Whitney Houston. Houston's a first name. Fuck, never mind.
Take it back.
William Daniels stopped a burglar from robbing his home. Whoa. The burglar forced open a back door in Mr. Feeney's house around 9:30 p.m. when Mr. Feeney and his 89-year-old wife, Bonnie Bartlett, overheard the intrusion. Mr. Feeney acted fast and flicked the lights on to scare the burglar away and avoid getting robbed. The LAPD doesn't
think... That's all he did was flick on the light? How do they describe him getting rid of the intruder?
That he acted fast and flicked the lights on.
No, but like before that?
Oh, they just said that he was a hero.
Oh.
The LAPD doesn't think the couple was targeted and no one was hurt. It just happened to be his house, you know.
Got it.
No one was How going there for that. No one was going there for that Boy Meets World money.
Or that Mr. Feeney advice?
Yeah, he's 89. Aww. No, his wife's 89, so he's probably 91. I'm sorry.
Did you see the picture of like the four of them, like Sean, Topanga, Corey, and Eric? There's like a recent photo of the four of them like together at some event, and I was like, "Who's this fourth dude?" And it was Eric, the older brother.
What's wrong? What does he look like?
Different.
Shade.
He just like, I just was like, took me so long to figure out like.
Yeah. And Topanga still looks ages. The same. I mean, Topanga has not aged.
I know. She does look great. Ugh. They all look the same, but it's just like, and no shame in like everybody gets older and ages and some people like lose and gain weight and whatever. But wow, I was shaken.
You were shook.
Can we delete that?
No. Let's get into two extra or just enough. Now, as you know, I'm going to tell you some stories. I want to know, is it two extra? Meaning if the situation or the person is just doing too much, we need them to stop. Or is it just enough? We want more.
Yeah, I got it.
So it's a little confusing. But
no, it's not confusing.
Now, here's the thing. They're all going to be a little too extra today. On my
then why'd you just
wait,
tell me?
I'm just telling you on my behalf because I don't know how to edit and there are paragraphs I'm reading. So just try and follow along and then tell me, is it too extra just enough? So I'm just saying it's too extra on my part.
Do you want me to like after you read it, I'll try and just like quickly tell you like how I would have like summed it up.
Yeah. Rebel Wilson faced backlash on social media after she claimed to be the first ever plus-size girl to be the star of a romantic comedy while speaking about her new role in the upcoming film, I Feel Pretty Too. I mean, isn't it romantic? Because basically, I Feel Pretty Too. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen the trailer? Basically, she bumps her head and then her world changes. It's like, honey, Amy Schumer did that early this year.
Isn't that also 13 going on 30?
Oh, yeah.
I guess not really.
White girls just love banging their heads. Rebel made the comment during an interview on the Ellen DeGeneres show, sparking Twitter users to hit back. Quote, I love Rebel Wilson as much as the next girl. The next girl does not love Rebel Wilson.
Wait, why did
But she isn't the first plus-size woman to play the lead in a romantic comedy. Queen Latifah and Monique have both played rom-com leads. As people do when they are wrong, Rebel clapped back. Hey, girl! Exclamation mark. Yeah, I know, of course, none of these movies. Wait, yeah, I of course know of these movies, but it was questionable as to whether one, technically those actresses were plus size when filming the movies, or two, technically the films are categorized and built as a studio rom-com with a sole lead. So there's a slight gray area. Someone else tweeted, Rebel, as a fellow Aussie, just know. You're going to burn a lot of goodwill with this kind of reaction. You're not the first. It's okay not to be the first. Claim a first thing with being an Aussie plus-sizer, but apologize for forgetting... Bless you. But apologize for forgetting the women of color who came before you. Another added, you really could have just said you were wrong and apologized instead of doubling down. There is no gray area. You were not the first. But wait, it gets better. One social media user claimed, isn't it romantic, was stolen from her. Quote, please, everyone, go see the film Love Handles and tell me that this stupid-ass movie with Rebel Wilson, you ain't paying attention, with Rebel Wilson didn't steal my idea. Literally, I'm fuming. To which Rebel Wilson, of course, had to address. And she said, hey, guys, just saw this. As a writer, it may be frustrating to see something that's similar to an idea you've had. But our movie was written 6 years ago by Aaron, then developed for years at New Line and Dan and Katie, and filmed almost 2 years ago.
Isn't it like almost every movie?
Every movie's the same.
Why didn't Ellen DeGeneres hop in there and be like, yeah. She didn't say anything? She just let her talk? And
well, this was all like tweets.
But came from an interview that she was doing on the Ellen.
Well, Ellen doesn't know.
She should.
I mean, Ellen's not this smart. If you're not a child doing a musical instrument, Ellen does not pay attention to you.
That's true. That's so true. Or if you're not like Kristen Bell.
Yeah. Or if you're not like Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay, so Rebel was too extra.
Yeah, this is too extra Rebel. Honestly, this is the thing, what people need to learn with social media. If you say something, say it, and then let people react to it and don't respond. Because then you start looking wrong, even if you're wrong. If you don't react to it, then it's like you kind of hold your stance of like, maybe you're right. But because she had to keep fighting back, girl, you were wrong, and you're still wrong. Go back to Australia, you 38-year-old old woman.
Yeah, isn't she 40?
She's almost 40.
Wow.
And remember, she wanted to be like, I'm 25.
That's something I would do.
She sued a publication for outing her real age. Because then she's like, I lost so many roles because you guys told everyone how old I was for real.
That's so funny. That's some shit I would do. I would like cry about it. Be like, try to be 22. And they're like, she's 45. But I don't understand why Rebel is like... Yeah, I don't understand celebrities when they can't just be like, oh, yeah,
I'm
just going to shut up because obviously we're all like humans. Like people say the wrong thing. But as long as you like own up to it most of the time, I feel like, you know, that makes you look better to be like, look at me. I'm humble.
Or she could just been like, you know what? I thought I was the first plus size woman and it's something that I want, you know, as my legacy.
I wanted it so bad. I wanted to so bad be the first plus size woman in a rom-com. Okay. But clearly you guys found out other people did it first. And now
and I'm sorry. Let me, you know, maybe I'm the first white plus sizer. I'm the first Aussie plus sizer. I'm the first 38-year-old plus size.
Yeah, she should just be the first 38-year-old that was actually found out for her true age. And she have been People Magazine.
Honestly, I blame Kristen Wiig and Paul Feig for this.
Why?
Because they're the motherfuckers that put her in Bridesmaids.
She was so funny in Bridesmaids.
Okay, but if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have this fucking monster.
I didn't realize she was a monster. Like, this bad. Has she? She's done some other problematic stuff right before this, right?
Yes, her, Amy Schumer, Lena Dunham, they all need to get on a boat and then sail off the edge of the flat earth.
But Amy Schumer, is she on the same level as Lena Dunham?
Yeah, they're all fucking annoying.
They are.
Now, I Feel Pretty was a bop. I love that movie, okay? That was one of my favorite movies of the year.
I heard it was really good.
I, like, cried. That's a movie I cried during.
Okay. Yeah, I heard it's, like, because it was, like, for me, A Star Is Born, I was like, this movie looks so awful, so terrible. But I went and saw it, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what did you happened see it with I Feel Pretty.
Did you see it with your friend?
I saw it two different times.
But with your friend?
I saw it once with my friend Allie and her friend.
And then once with your friend?
Why are you winking when you say my friend?
Because I don't know what you're calling your friend.
Oh, my boyfriend?
Yeah. Last time you didn't want to call him that. That's why.
Oh, my God.
I'm not editing. That's
why? I mean, he's not going to listen to this.
This is too extra. Okay, now this is the long story I was talking about. Okay, get ready. Buckle in, you guys. The feud between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B hit an all-time high last week when Queen Nicki took to her Queen radio show to address the ongoing feud, causing Cardi B to go on a 26-grid rant. Now, to be honest, this whole feud is boring, but everyone knows I love astrology, so here is their feud explained by astrology. On Monday, there was...
Is it because Venus is in retrograde? Mm-hmm,
but it's more than that. On Monday, there was an absolutely electric atmosphere around all of us. Mercury in Scorpio has been providing an analytical and sharp mindset that compels people to investigate secrets and expose the truth. It joined up with Jupiter, the planet of expansion and enchantment, which provides big ideas, loud thoughts, and a need to vocalize all of them. The vibe got way more intense when Uranus, planet of discord and disruption, got involved. It had a strange interaction with Mercury called a quincunx that inspired unexpected conversations and shocking news, causing explosive reactions. At this time, Uranus and Venus, which is still in retrograde and creating its own drama, entered an imbalanced angle with each other, causing further disruption. When the planet of spontaneity and the planet of relationship butt heads like this, chaos and confusion are guaranteed. Now, as for Cardi, she is a Libra, a sign usually known for its diplomacy. And while she isn't exactly a delicate flower like the stereotype of her sign, her moon in Aries explains her fiery personality. This sun-moon combo shows that Cardi loves to socialize with others, but gets easily bored and doesn't mind stirring the pot either. The shade she caused sometimes can go too far, though, and when it does, her fiery Aries moon retaliates with force. Her demeanor is powerful and sexual, and she has a magnetic personality. Now, magnets don't always attract, however. They can repel, too, and people typically either love Cardi or can't stand her. As for Nicki, she's loud, proud, and unapologetic in everything she does. Nicki has no reservations in asserting her beliefs because she is a Sagittarius, as we know, because she says it in every fucking song that she's a Sag. Or she raps out her fucking pussy. Now, she has five planets in that sign, too. Her Sun, Mercury, Venus, Uranus, and Neptune are all in Sagittarius, giving her a bright mind, blunt honesty, and a need to always be right. Her Virgo moon switches all of this energy up, however. Sag are particularly bad at paying attention to detail, but a Virgo moon causes a perfectionist attitude and anxiety, which when things aren't right. The, quote, I need to be all right all the time attitude of her Sagittarius placement, plus her perfectionist Virgo moon, plus her Mars in Capricorn, which pushes her to do whatever it takes to reach her goals, makes Nicki unstoppable when she sets her mind to it. But if she doesn't get first place, she's filled with rage. Because of that anxious, submissive Virgo moon, however, Nicki may be all bark and no bite. With Venus, Mercury, and Pluto in Scorpio, the analytical sign obsessed with truth, Cardi could possibly see right through Nicki and isn't afraid to call her out on her millions of followers. Or call her out to her millions of followers. When all of this recent drama went...
I'm going to say this is too long.
I'm still going. I still have another paragraph. When all this recent drama went down, the sun was in Scorpio right next to where Mercury is on Cardi's birth chart. This boosted her mental energy and...
suggested an incredibly busy day of heavy communication that Cardi instigated. Mercury and Jupiter were all forming a harmonious angle to Jupiter and Cardi's birth chart, which indicated amplified confidence. This energy may have helped Cardi feel more assured to her own convictions than ever, while Nicki felt more tied down. Venus retrograde was on top of Saturn, planet of restriction and responsibility in Nicki's chart. Nicki felt restrained, and the astrology called for others to hold her accountable for what she had said. Basically, October 29th was not the day for Nicki to shit talk on Queen Radio. What happens next? Well, Venus retrograde is happening for a few more weeks, and in a couple days, it passes over Pluto in Nicki's birth chart, indicating her relationships with others will be dramatically transformed. Venus retrograde is all about relationship drama, not just with friends or lovers, but with enemies as well. When Venus retrograde ends November, it won't mark the end of the epic saga either. Venus will retrace its footsteps, and in doing so, will hit the same points and planets on both Cardi's and Nicki's charts, unearthing the drama once more before any sort of resolution is achieved. And as we know, they both said they were going to put the beef to rest, but according to astrology, they aren't. It may even be more tumultuous and dramatic the second go around. It'll be Sagittarius season by that time, meaning that everyone will feel especially bold and brash.
This isn't actually the second time though, right? They've had so many like disputes. Disputes. Do people say spute? Like, hey, we were in a spute. Like,
I don't think anyone said that but you.
Okay, well then I just coined it.
Honey, you're not going to make any money off that. No one's going to say it.
I'm saying it. I'm going to make it happen.
Make it work.
Dispute. Hey, yeah. Me and Roger aren't talking anymore. We had a spute. I like it.
Well, this was too extra.
Yeah. I mean, also, you reading four paragraphs of astrology about it was brilliant, but also... too extra.
I mean, all I did was copy and paste it from the genius minds at Marie Claire. I just read an article.
You just read an article? Thank God you just said that, because otherwise they could sue you.
Why?
Because isn't that like you're just plagiarizing if you were saying that it was your idea?
I didn't say it was my idea.
Oh.
My whole podcast is me plagiarizing. I read articles. I'm a reader.
Do you think that it falls under the same sort of like rules as singing a song a cappella, that you won't be fined if you just read it, but like if you were to paste it on your like website or something? Are you okay?
No, my eye is watering.
Eye is so watery.
I know, it's like so red from coughing so much. Ugh, I'm a fucking mess. It's okay. Professional face reader Dan Hale says Khloe Kardashian and Tristan's Halloween family photo is full of drama.
It makes me so sad. Poor Khloe.
Poor True.
Well, yeah, poor True for sure.
So Tristan posted the photo to his story, and here's what Dan had to say. The right corner of her mouth is curled up in a smirk. She's never struck me as someone who is very happy, but there's something extra here that could substantiate
Khloe smirk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her feelings about the rumors, Hill says, pointing out the smirk on the right side of Khloe's slight smile. He thinks it could be contempt. Quote, it means, I don't trust you. I don't respect you. And that would entirely fit this scenario. The bottom of her right eye is straight. Angle surfaces in tight and narrow eyes, Hill says. And here, Khloe's left side gives her away. Her eyes are unfocused and glossy. That's because of the sign of sadness, disappointment, and sense of feeling isolated, forlorn, or hopeless, Hill says. It's something I don't typically see in her. A powerful reaction to the cheating scenario if it's true.
Wait, where did he upload it? Because
it's his story, so a few days ago.
Oh, damn. Okay. That's a bummer.
Just Google Tristan and Khloe Halloween photo.
I mean, I feel like I just want to see this because I feel like she's always kind of smirking in her photos.
Yeah, I think honestly, I don't know if Dan Hill is just a fucking fraud or what. To me, this is too extra. I don't know how he can tell that. Obviously, we all know there's disc parts. This is like the fucking Tyler the Medium who's like, oh, like... it's all baloney. Like when you read famous people, it's like you can just pull anything out of the air and it's right because we all know everything about them.
I mean, it just looks like it was a day where they were like, we're going to take a picture right now. And she was kind of like, I'm not really feeling like taking a picture right now.
Yeah. Like I don't have my good American jeans on.
You can't even see your jeans. But why did she wrote, clearly, I don't know where the camera lens is. LOMAO. Oh, no, that's Tristan saying that. I mean, yeah.
Michelle, you got to talk into the mic.
She does look unhappy. She does look, you know what? Actually, I had a friend come over and look at some pictures of people. And she made a comment about like reading people in photos the same way, where she was like, oh, look, they're so much happier now rather than back then, because you can see it in their face and stuff. But I'm like, if you look at any of my pictures, they're all the same where I just smile the exact same way. Yeah. But I guess that's because I'm always unhappy.
Yeah. You're a fake ass bitch.
I'm a fake ass bitch.
Same.
You have to be a fake ass bitch sometimes.
You have to, because then the people walk all over you.
Well, also people won't want to be around you if they exactly. know
exactly if they know how fucking miserable your life is. That's why no one hangs out with me, because I fucking post about how sad I am all the time, and I was like, fuck that fucking faggot.
I was gonna call you the other night to hang out, but then I was just like, I just want to be alone. That's normally my thing.
Nobody I know, me too. Well, my thing is like, I always want to be out, but I have no one to fucking hang out with, really. Goddamn, because I burn every fucking bridge.
Yeah, sometimes I want to be out. I just, yeah, we can talk about this. This is a different podcast.
Yeah, this is like a cereal or something.
You heard about the murder of
Adnan?
No, he was the murderer.
Oh yeah,
did he murder
Mincing?
Yeah.
So. Mentally. Last week, Garrett said that he thought Justin Bieber was hot, even in this current era, homeless chic with long hair. And I guess.
Wait, Justin Bieber said who?
Okay. Last week, Garrett, you know, the guest.
Oh, okay.
Said that he thought Justin Bieber was hot. And I said, even in his current era, which is homeless chic with long hair. And he said.
He shaved his head.
Well, girl, that's my story. Goddamn. Let me fucking do my job. Goddamn. I'm trying to fucking do connections like you fucking improv people do. Goddamn. So I said, even in his current era of homeless chic with long hair, and I guess Justin Bieber wasn't down for that gay shit when he heard Garrett say he was hot. So he shaved his head bald, honey.
That's really funny. Did you see the tweet today? Did you see the thing on Twitter? I don't know. It might have been a couple days ago, where somebody was like, his car broke down in this neighborhood and he's out just playing basketball with all the church kids and blah, 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 or all the neighborhood kids. And really, he was like at a church event. Like,
oh, for Halloween, he was at church.
Oh, is that for Halloween?
I don't know. I don't read Twitter.
Oh, well, he was at a church, like just hanging out and like playing basketball. People were taking videos of him doing, he was doing like push-ups for everybody. He did 20 push-ups, and then he did at the end, he started doing the clap in between, and everybody was like, go, Justin. And I was like, God, he is everybody's little monkey.
Yeah. He's Canadian.
Does that make him everybody's little monkey?
Yeah, it's all little, you know, they're all our puppets, Northern America. This was just enough. Honestly, Justin, he needed to cut that hair. He is a married man now. I mean, we have Hailey Baldwin looking gorgeous and Justin looking crazy.
I was here for that hair. Yeah, the hair was hot. I'm sorry.
Oh, you liked it too? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm interested to Garrett.
I really like the long hair. I like the style. I thought he looked really, really hot. But like, and I'm not like somebody that thinks Justin Bieber is hot. But like for Justin Bieber, like I thought he looked hot. But I will say lately I've been coming around to like the buzz cut. I've been like, that is like, there is something super like.
Would you do it?
Shave my head?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, you don't have the right shape for it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I felt on my head too.
Now, would like your friend little... would your friend shave their head?
Probably.
If you asked?
He has short hair.
Oh, okay.
You know that nobody can see you when you wink and do that weird face every time you say your friend.
We're not being recorded?
If you want to call him, you're my boyfriend. You're allowed.
Okay. Finally, A Star Is Born is officially canceled because Goop dressed up like Allie for Halloween and has to ruin everything for the rest of us.
Goop dressed up like Allie?
Yeah.
That was my plan.
With the peas on her hand.
The
bag of peas.
Ugh. Yeah.
She ruins everything. It's like, Goop, let us have something.
Just like stay behind the web. Like, yeah, the browsers. Like just girl, hide just, behind the internet. I don't want to like
I know.
Ugh. Actually, you know what? I do love her what was that thing where she's like, she put out something about having a good day. Like, it's like some cheesy thing where she goes and opens up her medicine closet or cabinet and somebody made a meme out of it.
Oh, it was about like dick or something?
Or no, like after I've had a long, strenuous day and then it's like, well, time for bed or something like that where she just like close.
I don't remember. I remember like some gay guy made some like dick meme about her and she posted it.
She did?
Or she commented about it. So maybe she has a funny bone. I don't know. She's from New York. I don't get it.
She's from LA too. She was like,
but she went to like boarding school in New York.
Oh, I thought. She did.
Yeah.
And she was an exchange student in Spain, so she speaks Spanish.
She takes sure. everything.
She did
the only good, the only redeeming quality about her is that she wasn't Shallow Hal.
That is so funny. She's in some shitty movies.
Wait, that's the only movie I've seen her in. What else is she in? She's in.
Now I keep thinking of Blythe.
She's in.
Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow, which
she's in.
No, she is in that.
But she's
wait,
in.
Wait, oh no, is the World Tenenbaums. Is that 007? Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow. What's that movie with like Giovanni Ribisi and it's like black and white and she's in it?
You're asking the wrong person. I'm thinking about Sky High.
What's Sky High?
A Disney Channel movie.
Oh my god. What I want to watch Smart Health. So I just said Smart Health.
The gay jumped out of you.
Huh?
The gay jumped out of you.
Wait, I really have been trying to get Gwyneth's IMDb page so that we could Paltrow IMDb.
You got talking to the mic, girl.
I am. How much
look,
closer
look, when you hold the
get?
Phone, you gotta hold like this. I'm telling huh? you. You have to hold the phone like this and read from your phone.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So she was in, Shakespeare in Love. I saw it with my mom at Mugs and Movies. And she was like, don't look whenever there was a sex scene. That was.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
She's in all the Iron Man movies.
Never seen it.
Mordecai, never saw
never
that.
Seen it.
Oh, she was Holly Holiday on Glee.
Never seen it.
You never watched Glee?
The first season, that's it.
The first season was good.
Yeah, and then it just went downhill.
Yeah, they just catered to the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
Not us.
Mm-hmm.
Love and Other Disasters, never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Sylvia.
Never heard of it.
I never saw Sylvia. I don't think I realized it was about Sylvia Plath.
Who's that?
The Bell Jar.
The Bell Jar.
You never read The Bell Jar?
No.
Sylvia Plath.
I don't know who she is.
Okay. Well, View from the Top.
Never seen it.
Austin Powers.
Oh, is she an extra?
She's Dixie Normus.
Never heard of it.
I know. I don't remember. She was in the Goldmember one.
With Beyonce?
I guess so. She must have had like a little cameo.
She must have been behind Beyonce. She must have been Beyonce's shadow.
Oh, The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Never seen it.
Me neither, actually.
I'm telling you, the only movie I've seen her in is Shallow Hal.
Seven.
And The Royal Tenenbaums.
She was Young Wendy and Hook. I forgot about that. Flesh and Bone. Anyway, this is boring.
No,
sorry.
I like it. Keep going.
Okay. Dogma.
Never heard of it.
She was just a woman at an airport in Dogma. She was uncredited. And that was... The year after Shakespeare in Love was released.
Is Dogma the one that this roller skating movie?
The roller skating movie. I never saw Dogma.
I've never heard of it.
It's like, I thought it's like Jay and Silent Bob, right?
Who?
You know what? Maybe don't have people call in because it would be crushing. A Perfect Murder, Hush, Great Expectations, Sliding Doors, Emma.
Who?
It's like I always remember going to Blockbuster and seeing this movie for on the like rentals
on the wall.
Yeah, and she's holding a bow and arrow, and she it looks like this.
Oh yeah,
don't
I've never seen it though.
Heartache, The Pallbearer, Moonlight and Valentino. I don't know. The Anniversary Party.
You haven't gotten to Shallow Hal yet? How
Sky
many
Captain in the
in?
World of Tomorrow. Oh, no. Shallow Hal happened right before Austin Powers
Uh-oh.
And right after Royal Tenenbaums. This is a bittersweet year. okay, that's enough of reading. Country Strong. Did you see that one?
With Lindsay Lohan?
No. Country Strong was that like movie where she was a country singer. It was like Leighton Meester.
Oh, no.
I didn't see it. Oh, and Contagion.
I've seen Contagion. That's where everyone's sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she's in that. Oh, she plays the nurse, huh?
She's like, no, she's like the lead lady that's like sick, I think. Okay. Spider-Man Homecoming. Pepper Potts.
Oh, because that's the Avengers.
Yeah. So is there another two extra?
That's it. This has been extra extra. We ended on a down.
Well, you don't feel well. You're sick.
Yeah.
Do your listeners know?
Mentally.
And physically.
Emotionally.
Sinusly.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning into Extra Extra for another week. Michelle, plug yourself, and you know, don't plug UCB because my listeners aren't in LA.
I don't have anything okay. at UCB. Except for the last time I did a show and it was really bad. Can you edit that part out?
No. I don't edit.
I don't know. I guess just follow my Instagram, which is at MicTom, MicThom. Is anybody going to follow me?
You guys, if you follow her, DM her and let her know that you did follow her because
Please,
of this podcast.
I love getting DMs. I never get DMs.
Oh my God. Reply to her stories.
I got one the other day that was about, I never get DMs, and I got this one from an Italian dude, and it was about how like, it was some poem about how he would always recognize me if he saw me because I was like color in a black and white world or something.
That's beautiful.
It was really beautiful.
You should move to Italy.
I used now, to live there.
I know. Did he know you from when you used to work at the gallery?
No, I don't think so. I think he would have said that.
Right? So he just randomly
sent me a poem.
How did he find you?
I have no idea. It was really weird.
Isn't your page private?
No. Hello.
Oh, it's public?
Are you kidding me?
I know. I hate people with private. That's so fucking stupid,
too.
Right? It's like, hello, who cares?
Who cares? I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to like
pee.
Psychoanalyze you, stalk you.
Yeah.
But also, I just want people to stalk me.
And here's the thing that's funny to me is like people with private Instagram accounts will then use hashtags. It's like no one can see your shit if it's private, right?
Oh, yeah. I know. I figured that they would be smart enough not to do that.
So it's like, why are you wasting your time making hashtags? Nobody can see
you
it.
You should
when
always
they
comment
it.
When somebody does that and say, hey, nobody can see this because you're on private. Please unprivate
your Yeah.
But I guess it means that you're one of their followers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I know. But I'm just saying it's like,
just
weird
to
me. I
don't understand like what's like the deal with people.
Yeah. It's like y'all have a private Instagram, but y'all be sending dick pics out to like everyone. What's the difference?
Oh, yeah. It's always like the trolls and stuff and people that like, I don't know, or commenting mean shit to people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean,
America is crazy.
Get
guys.
into my Instagram profile. Like, go
deep into
it.
Go
deep. Like, pull up some problematic posts from my past.
Now, can I bring up my favorite problematic post that I did read with Chad and Nick? And I'll read it again while we're here because
Please.
I want us to read it because I think it's so funny.
Is it mine?
No. It's from some singer. Hold on. Talk. Okay, so there's you know how when Twitter created that new search engine, that like search function where you can find old tweets by people, but it's like with keyword searching. So then it was like people were like pulling up offensive tweet, like quote unquote offensive tweets that people said like 10 years ago.
Okay.
So there's this singer Doja Cat, you know, famous for her Moo song.
Mm-hmm.
So then she tweeted this, and it's my favorite tweet of all time. She deleted it, but she tweeted this to apologize for offensive tweets from the past. My favorite fucking tweet. I'm gonna have you read it too.
Okay.
Afterwards. So you better fucking read it.
Okay.
It has offensive language.
Oh my God.
I called a couple people faggots when I was in high school in 2015. Does that mean I don't deserve support? I said faggot roughly like 15,000 times in my life. Does saying faggot mean you hate gay people? Do I hate gay people? I don't think I hate gay people. Gay is okay. You want to read it?
Pass.
My favorite fucking tweet, because it's like
That's
people got
thing
mad that she said faggot like in a tweet a few years ago. So then her way of apologizing was to say it a few more times.
And also say that she said it 15,000 times. How does she know that? And also, why would she say that?
She's just guesstimating, I think.
But I don't understand.
It's so funny to me. You guys, can follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. Follow the podcast at 2 Extra Podcast. That's the number 2 Extra Podcast. You guys, make me fucking famous. Okay, I want
to
be a meme account. Like,
I need
your support. Cause
you should do drag.
Ew, I would look so fucking ugly.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be beautiful.
I'm ugly in real life. Like, imagine me with makeup and a wig.
You're not. Ugh. You do need to be like one of those celebrities that's famous just for being famous.
I know. I want a talk show. I want to be famous for having
a talk
show.
But I know, but then you like get a talk show.
Oh, yeah.
You should have a talk show.
I know, right?
But then I think
I have to learn how to stop talking so fast, which I'm trying to work on.
That's fine. I think you should embrace yourself and just be you.
And then people say like I say,
you.
People say like the stuff I say is too shocking. So I think I need to be a little less, like, I don't think I'm shocking. Like Howard Stern is shocking.
Yeah. I think people are just like, who are saying that are just insecure and not ready for Ooh. You. I don't know who said it. You said that like, did I say something bad?
No.
But I just think that you need to be unapologetically yourself and just like own it. And I feel like sometimes you still feel like a little bit insecure, if anything, about it. And you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Don't let them bring you down.
Yeah, don't let the haters bring you down.
Because that's why you're special, is because you're shocking and you're provocative.
I'm great. You guys, until next time, have a great day. And go vote.
Go vote.
Unless this doesn't come up before too late on the 6th.
Then you should just be really ashamed of yourself. Then you should just
have already voted.
Yeah.
You guys.
And know that there's a website that can track you. It can show who has and hasn't voted. So be scared of that.
Are you that crazy you're going to look?
No.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Sunny Hutz. Listen to my new show, Mystery Solver, where we solve the mysteries in my crazy life. I know what you're thinking. Another formulaic podcast ad. But what if there was a mystery to solve in this very promo?
Sonny, we don't have time for that. Just tell them to subscribe wherever they get their podcast.
Oh, shoot. Well, the solution was I don't remember stealing her car because I was sleepwalking.
Campfire.